Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Thursday, I just read a column that says even though the woke movement is stupid, it may lead to some good things. The writer cited a greater sensitivity to historical injustice as one example. I guess the point is valid, but my analysis is that woke stuff far more often leads to a fascist denial of fairness than it does to enlightenment. As Joe Biden might say, come on, monitoring Halloween costumes for cultural offense, changing the names of sports teams, allowing cowards to demand safe spaces in the workplace and at school, dumb and dangerous. These woke fanatics are basically scam artists looking to accumulate power by threatening to lodge accusations and, in many cases, doing so. They are misguided people who want to destroy things and human beings. I despise them. So I avoid them. I interact with hundreds of folks, and not one of them, to my knowledge, is woke. And that's the way it will stay. Life is far too short for this nonsense. Now this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.